Good afternoon. We hope you get your Bible ready and get it turned to the book of Isaiah, because Brother Freedom's been given some wonderful scripture. Father, we thank you for this good day, and we're glad that we can gather here. Bless the listeners in Jesus' name. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your goodness, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just praise you. We give you glory and honor. We come to you with excited this day, because you're going to do something great. You're going to do great things, and we believe it, and we see it through all the people throughout the world. They're going to see great and mighty revelations come to pass, and they're going to see mighty works of your mighty hands. And we're going to see things come to pass that the world don't know about, and within the church world that doesn't think about these things will miss it. They'll go right by them. I pray this day that you move mightily upon your people. Those this day that need your unction to function, Father, I just pray that you'll move upon her in a very special way. And I pray that you'll deal with the hearts of your people. Let them know that it's a very serious time, that we must all deal with dedication. We must deal with sanctification. We must deal with holiness. We must deal with the things that takes our cares from off the things of this world. It's the cares of the world. We need to watch these areas, because time is growing short, when you're coming soon. And these are the tools that Satan will use against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those, it doesn't make any difference how old we are, how young we are. He's going to use it to get us sidetracked just enough to miss out from that heavenly calling. And Father, when we know when this happens, it's going to be a terrible upset that's going to take place on planet Earth. There's going to be a lot of Christians here that's going to be feel the snare, the troubles, the heat. And they'll wonder what to do. You know, they'll wonder how they missed the boat. They wondered where they was at when they was supposed to be in prayer meeting. They wondered where they was at when they were supposed to be doing what they'll be so confused that they won't be aware of that day when it comes upon them. And your word declares that you'll be able to stand before the Son of Man. We have to be able to stand before the Son of Man. And that's Jesus Christ, the one that we're going to go and meet and be with him forever and ever and ever. Father, we just pray for a mighty unction. And all the world today, for you that's hearing my word, I pray that God will give you that spirit of receiving this day with joyfulness, because God sees your heart. If you don't receive it, he sees it as a rebellion. He sees it as something serious against his word. And I believe that God is moving by his mighty spirit. And I would not say this today, but I believe that God is doing all he can do to get us right to that for that day. And we must be serious this day. We appreciate what God has done. We pray for a mighty blessing up here on your people, anointing upon them in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. In Isaiah, when I read this morning, I said, that is exactly here. It's the sleeper of me. I didn't see it like it is, but it says, "Woe be to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but of me, that they cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, but they add sin to sin." You know, it's a very big picture of what the Pentecostal group's doing. They're not moving in the Spirit of God. They're away from him, far. And they're telling the whole world that they've got a handle on the Holy Ghost. They don't even know what the Holy Ghost is about. And shame on them. You know, as the Bible says, it's better to be never known the way and turn back from it. And also it says, you know, that we're to abstain from all things that bring us from the things that will lead us to a place of destruction. And I think this can lead us to a place of destruction, because we're putting our emphasis not on the Spirit of God, but against the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the leadership that's going to move through the church of Lord Jesus Christ in the last days with power, with a function of God in you to be able to receive that blessing from on high, that you might receive a blessing, and the doubt and fears will leave, and you'll have only faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must trust the Lord with all your heart, with all your understanding. Your eyes must be centered on him. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? My help comes from the Lord. It's very plain. But I'll tell you, I have seen the fundamental churches The people, most of them I see, are getting, they're wanting a little more. They're blinded to the power, but they're not as blinded as the Spirit-filled ones. Because the Spirit-filled, what they're doing, they're living a lie. They're living in a sham. They're living in a deceit. They tell the world that they have the answer, but they don't even use the answer. They don't know what the answer is. What they need is the move of the Spirit. And I was at church here and I got so sick from that meeting that I stayed sick about a month straight. Terrible how people can go against the Spirit. They wanted a revival. All they had to do is yield to the Spirit. But I was there, and they're afraid if I move, well, they're going to be, oh, what's going to happen? I know that's what was in many hearts. God will move there. He'll come and see the number. The glory has come down. They've been healed. They've had revival now. They've had glorious power. But they can't do it. That's one thing they can't do. That's one thing they're going to do. They're going to be strong. And they're not going to come in any little weasel that says he's from the Lord. They got to know it's what they want. And that's opposite from God. You know, the Lord, when he chose a king, you know, he chose Samuel to be the spokesman that went out, and Saul was anointed the first king, and how that Samuel went out, and then the second king, we know this, how that he went out to Jesse and Jesse's sons, and how that he asked Jesse, got any more his kids, more sons, and because Samuel didn't feel what those other brothers had, what they wanted. And then Jesse said, well, I got a little old young kid out there. He just tends the sheep. And Samuel says, fetch him. Get him. Because Samuel knew the glory was on him. And when God is in the picture, his leader shouldn't be duped by someone's word. Because you know God's going to move, and no imp from hell, no body, no criticism from any of these natural groups can take away, stifle the Word of God. But here we have our churches that have been Spirit-filled. Many of them 50 years ago were pretty close to something. But in the last 50 years, they fell because I knew about it. I was 50 years, years ago, I was in it. And I remember the church board said, no, we don't want no move of the Spirit. We want to be like our Baptist churches were. Or whatever our nominal churches, we don't want the work different. That differentness was what they needed. It was a move of God. And what that church needed then was to get hearts right with God. And see, their hearts wasn't right, so they took something that wasn't from God. You know, they could stay in their places, they could be a deacon still, because they didn't make no changes. And they lived for many years, and they had a breeze of, they thought it was a lot of rain. I mean, they even told people, we're going to bring the day of Jesus. They said it over and over and over. But you know, this one person, Brother Freedom, never bought any of that. Because it doesn't say that. Because it says, in the last days, many are be called, but few are chosen. He said, if he didn't shorten that very day, the very elect would not be saved. So there had to be a main key in religion. A dominant reason would make this fallacy take place. The problem would arise because they left something out. They like made a pie. They got all the ingredients together, and when they got this pie together, they forgot, oh, they left out the sugar. What a sour, they had a bunch of sour pie. And that's what they left when the Holy Ghost was left out. They still went on for years. And they would pray, they prayed in prayer meetings, they got, or they, great swelling words. Great things that they was doing. But the Holy Ghost is something that you can't imagine. The 91st Psalms probably describes the work of the Spirit better than any one chapter, the 91st Psalms. It detects the power of the Holy Ghost to righteous people. He that dwelt in a secret place, and most high shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, we will say, Lord, He is our refuge, our fortress. We're making a declaration, a speech that I'm going to be with God. I'm going to stand in the Holy Ghost because I know He is my leader. I know He's the one that's going to lead us out of this mess. We're in a mess here in this world, but He's going to lead us through it because He's greater than what we face. And this is what's going to happen. The thousands shall come on the other side, 10,000 on the right hand, but it shall come not nigh unto thee. That's the 91st Psalm. Only thy eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked. You're going to see the reward of the wicked. You're going to see what not been. You're going to see the opposite of God's glory. It's going to come because they're going to have troubles. They're going to have plagues and things that the doctors don't understand. They are right now. I heard yesterday, a couple of days ago, about a man that his blood pressure, they didn't even know how to get it down. Terrible things are happening. But God has never been let in the picture. I mean, all of us, all this new church has left God out of it. Well, we're going to do something. We're going to show God how it is. That's what they're going to show Him. Oh, they haven't showed Him nothing. Just like the Tower of Babel. They just had a lot of confusion. God had to confound the languages. No one could hear what they was because they was all in confusion. Where there's confusion, there's every evil work. And then the third verse of this really says something. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust of the shadow of Egypt your confusion. You know, the church is so confused. You know, they're all the time trying to get the will of God. God says, just bind me and my words bind you. You should ask what you will and it shall be done. They can't get that straight. Oh, come and see the. We have to get Madam Butterfly. We have to get King Tuck down here. And we're going to call him down here. And we're going to call a feast. You know, we want all of you. Do you want you guys to all do what we want you to do? And we're going to do something here that God's going to bring a revival. See, they don't ask God about it. He's left clear out of it. You know, I'm doing it for God. Well, God didn't tell you to do it for Him. He wants you to follow Him, not Him follow you. I can see that very vividly if I was a foreman or a ranch and I somehow had to leave my place for the care of another person. And when I got back, I wouldn't want him to just do all exactly what he wanted to do. And that's what we're doing with God. There's some rules that we should follow. It's the Word of God. We know it's the Word, but the Spirit of God is what we need. The unction of God, which is that force from heaven that gives us sensitivity to be able to stand when all of them haul to stand. Give us that glorious glory upon you. That glory cloud rests upon you. And you have victory. You have poise. You have blessing. And you're not walking in defeat all the time. And I'll tell you one place I know that they're really confused on is they think they've all arrived. You know, next Sunday I'm going to be in a little church. I'm going to be preaching a little. I don't know what I'm going to do. God's going to leave me. It's all you out there and just know about it. But I know what I'm going to be at. I'll be like the Apostle Paul. You know, my righteousness is nothing. My life is a shamble of nothing. God is it. And I sure can't go around and gloat in anything that I've ever done. Now, I've seen God do many miracles, but it's not nothing I've done. And if I had to do over, I'd try to do better. But I probably wouldn't have done no better. Because we need the Spirit of God. And those times that I wasn't the Spirit is a time that I've got some questions about. Now, I've tried to do a lot of things in the Spirit. But there's times when it's been so alienated from the move of the Spirit that we've done some things in ourselves. And those times, we sort of stink. So we sort of make big messes. We failed in many areas. The Apostle Paul did everything he did. There's nothing in himself that'll be able to stand. We have to live our life as in the Lord. Our life is in Him and not in ourselves. We have to have a vision from heaven. The Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. And I don't see there's not very much vision. The vision should be, I want a vision, I'm going to work in the Spirit. That's my vision. I want to work in the Spirit that I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Anytime we work in ourselves, we come against the movement from heaven. We're just not made in our natural bodies to cope with the problems we have to face. Just life, everyday living, you can't do it. And I talked to a man this morning, he said he wanted to get where he would do his days as of the Lord. But that is the way we need to learn to do. But I remember the day that I, as a California mechanic, quit dispatching myself. I didn't listen to what the dispatchers told me. I did what the Spirit said. And in those times when I did that, there was never any problems. I don't understand how it happened, but it's that way. And in these times, God just gives you a few little rules to work by. He says, pray without ceasing. Read my word. I tithe 10% of my time reading the word of God. When I got behind the steering wheel of that truck, I prayed in the Spirit till I got where I was going. In those days, many times I traveled a couple hours straight. Believe it or not, I was so full of the Lord by the time I got to the job, I knew that highway. God was ahead of me. And the glory of God, you can drive better. You're more safe. You're more alert. You're more in tune with God. God can help you in a mighty way. But our churches have went away from this. What I'm saying, there is nobody that moves through the Spirit that I know of. They have a form of godliness. But the Bible says, for those that have a form of godliness, deny the power thereof from such, turn away. And I think we should turn away from some things. In Revelation, I'd like to bring into the third chapter of Revelation, and I want to come into some things that I really believe is very needful. It comes in with this message today. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. See, there is no way that you can be, you're not going to be cold, hot if you don't have the Holy Ghost. I'll beg anybody's pardon. I can't do it. I'll tell you, I can be hot is pray in the Spirit. Because there's too much negativity in this world. I may have my mind stayed on doing that, but it don't take place unless I consciously pray in the Spirit. It gives me a covering, a protection that helps my spirit. And we all need our spirit touched. We need an unction for the Spirit of God to help us every day of where we're at. And when you against the Holy Spirit, you don't have this. You can say, well, we're our church, our pastor. I don't care what people say. You ain't got it, you ain't got it. When we ain't got it, we're not going to have it. You can say, well, you think you got it. You might think you got it. Because when you got the Spirit, you know you got it. You don't need anybody to come and, because you're not going to gloat about it. You're just going to do what the will of God is. You know, that's what's been wrong with the church. The church has been out here, well, we can do the great things. Look what it says in Revelation also. Because thou sayest, I'm rich, and increases with goods, and have need of nothing, thou art wretched, miserable, that sounds pretty bad to me, blind, and naked. We're blind, naked, miserable, wretched, because we say we need nothing. That's the first, what we got to say, I need the Holy Ghost every day. I need His imparting in my spirit every day. I need to pray through every day. I need to have that balance with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, that everything's okay. Because I don't rule this world. I don't have nothing to do with it. I'm just a man. And I can't do nothing. So I'm going to go to where I can have communion with God. And when I come, God made it where I come down to a little simple voice in a corner of the room sometime. And I come and see the glory comes down, the power comes down, the Spirit comes down. We get alive in God. The glad devil flees. Hallelujah, Mama. See, he don't want no part of you. Come and see the glory. You have enriched yourself with God's glorious grace. His protection. He dwelt in the secret place. Shall abide under the shadow of the Lord. And I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge. We need our refuge. Our fortress. By God and Him I trust. Surely He shall deliver me. The snare of the fowls. Oh, hallelujah. And under His wings shall I trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid by the arrow by day, nor the terror by night, nor the destruction wasting the noonday. 1,000 shall come at the side, 10,000 at the right hand, but it shall not come nigh on thee. Oh, in thine eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked, and he shall give an angel's charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against the stone. That is our God. And it goes on down and says, long life I will satisfy you, and I will show you my salvation. What a wonderful promise. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me from sudden to a word. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness and saved. For His name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. God wants to be with us every day of our life. And we can't do it out here going to some of these stained glass churches that are so beautiful, nothing's in them. No spirits in you. It's Ichabod. God told me years ago, Ichabod. So you never rest in front of you there, you got some Ichabod in your town. You need to get that strength, you need to get a revival going on and get it back to life real fast. Maybe God will stop what's going to come to pass. You know, if it don't change, a lot of people's going to wake up in the middle of the night and say, they're going to say, what's happened? Everything's going to be chaos. There's going to be some bad language going to be said. They think that where we're going, they'll say it. What's happening? Well, they think it is part of it because it's what's going to take place. That's before that great mighty day. There's going to be things, snares and powers of glory coming down. Fire is going to come down. God's going to move mightily. Where's the old church? Where's the church? The church should rise. The church should be there and say, Lord, come quickly. I'm here. I'm waiting. I'm desiring to stay. The church is not desiring. They're woe me, woe, woe, woe. They tell you in the church, please don't say nothing. They'll keep our little babies when we don't want them to have a bad night. But I'll tell you, you need to have these in your services because it changes. I told a man this morning, why we have church services is not for the sanctification, which is good up to the point, but all it does is soothes the heart. You can be a dead in sin and feel good because, oh, I'm just, you've done wonderful hymns are made to help lift you, to encourage you. So if you're not where you should be, you just get so lulled back and say, you're all right, you're good for another week. Don't worry about it. The devil just speaks to you and says, you're okay. You're okay. God just says, you're okay. You're okay. Just go on. It's a lie. It's not okay. God wants us to be on fire. Hallelujah. Oh, come us, the glory. We need to be hot, not lukewarm. He said even cold's better. And a cold Christian is nothing. A cold is like an unsaved person. So you really what he's saying is that you had more when you're unsaved than you do now. Now that's you people that say once saved, all saved, bite down that. How are you gonna bite that? How are you gonna digest that? He said it many times, better to know the way than know the way. By the mess, same thing. Another scripture there. Once saved, always saved, don't look so good, does it? Once saved, it doesn't look so good when you start getting all these scriptures together and compare what it says. To him that overcome, will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I overcome and sat at my Father's throne. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and I will sup with him. Sup with him and he with me. That's Jesus speaking these words. Now you out there say that Jesus never said nothing. He spoke the sayings. Jesus said one of the most powerful words in the Bible. Jesus said it. Out there you stiff-necked people. God's real. How come he's coming? He prepared me all day for this message. He's coming. I'm on fire. He's coming. You need to be ready. You need to choose righteousness. You need to be steadfast, unmovable, always bound to work the Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. You don't know them, but you're available to you. You fundamental something that have been in your sleepy hollows for all these years. The sleepy hollows are going to be dead hollows pretty soon. You need to wake. The Bible said, knowing the time now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation near me. The night is more spent than the day is half. Let us therefore cast up all the works of darkness and let us put on the whole armor of light. How come and see the glory of God. God said, come my people. I'm coming soon. Be ready. I'm knocking the door. No man regards me. And I'm coming. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried and fire, thou mayest be rich, and with white raiment, thou mayest be clothed, at thy shame. Thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear. See, when we're not right standing with God, God sees us as shame because we don't have the covering. And see that right at the first chapter, it goes back to the first 30th chapter of Isaiah. It says they had a covering not of God. You can have your covering, but your church ain't getting your church, your covering ain't worth 10 cents. It ain't worth nothing. Don't have a price on it at all. But what God's giving you is priceless. It'll take you to heaven, take you through this earth, and you'll go on to eternity. And even after heaven's gone, you'll still be going on to God. You're going to keep going. See, you're making an investment for a couple of years of your life. Now, out there, do you want to gamble with your life, seeing that if you take God right now, that you're going to live for eternity? If you don't make the changes right now, you probably miss out. Because I don't think any of you can be able to stand when the mark of the beast is crossed up. Because I've seen it. It's going to be terrible of us. I was in a line in the spirit. They asked me if I could take the mark of the beast. Now, I don't know. I can't. I still don't remember. I don't know whether I could or couldn't. It was that powerful. I mean, they knew how to get into you, inside of you. They knew how to make you switch to say that I renounce the Lord. And when you renounce the Lord, it's all over. Now is the time to choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve. God's here to bring holiness into his people. He's here to give you a baptism. You know, I don't think there's very few many Holy Ghost people that's left on earth that I know about. I mean, really full of the Holy Ghost. There's some that have a form, but they've never had what I've seen. The glory come down. The glory, like it was in the book of Acts. Who cometh? The glory come down. Oh, come and see the glory. And God stayed with it over the night. And you'd stay and you'd be in the Spirit of God the next day, the next day, the next day, the next night, the next week, you're still in the Spirit. The Kamashina, the glory. It's not here now. We're in a loss. You know, we're thinking about losing ground up north because of global warming. But look what we've lost spiritually. We don't have no move of the Spirit no more. We don't have it. You might give me some excuse, something that you want to say. I don't care if you're a pastor. I don't care if you're an evangelist. I don't care who you are. Unless you've got the Spirit of God, you're in for at quite a time. And I don't see nothing that's going to help any of you unless you come God's way. Now's the time to invest in the Lord. I have never made this plea like I had today. I knew it was going to be a great day. God's going to move mightily. God's here to touch you. I don't know how much longer we got, but you need to break plans to change. If your church doesn't want to change, go by yourself. Sit under the shade tree like I had to do. God will come down and find you in that shade tree and he'll take care of you. But I don't think he's going to take care of you out there in the dump you're in. That dump ain't just a bunch. It all does is take the money that God needs and it goes into things that he don't even want. A lot of lies. Could use that money to die in the. We put them in these lavish, I was going to say hospital. They're not a hospital. Hospital for the sick. For these great, marvelous buildings. Nothing happens there. It's like a new morgue. It's dead. It's dead. I went into one of those morgues this last summer and I was wanting to get out. I thought it was a funeral home. The spirit was so dead, so dry. It had the right color, and I thought, oh, they just need the casket. And you can tell, they didn't have no life either. They're all ready for the other side. And didn't see the good side either. I'm telling you what I've seen. We must prepare. That's less than 6 months ago. God's coming. You need to wake up. You need to smell God's roses. You need to take him as your Savior. You need to know his Son. You need to know what the Son set forth. He says, I'm going to send forth the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, to whom the Father will send in my name. And he shall reprove this world of sin, and he will show you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. The Holy Ghost is the one. You all of you may want to put me up, shut my mouth one of these days, but you're going to have a hard time because today that I go to heaven, I'm going to be saying what I'm not now. I'm not going to keep quiet. I'm going to get more and more eventful. The glory of God wants to be, God's going to stir until one more of you comes. There's going to be a few of you that's going to break off and you're going to come our way. But the old way has been a terrible way. Brother Freedom's lived through it. These people have laughed and they've done all said all. I was at a meeting there about a couple years ago and they was laughing. This fellow had learned how to do these wonderful sermons and he was just like, and people laughed. And I'll say that whole church was cracking down and I was ashamed. I had to get out of that place. Look at this. That's what's happening. Your churches, they're welcoming a nothing into their building. It's in the building. God wants to destroy the buildings that have sanctuaries from heaven. You need to have a reforming in your building system. You know, I remember church I was seeing, they had a building committee. I'll tell you what, you need a rebuilding committee. You need to rebuild in the Spirit of God. Many of you need to get rid of your pastor. You need to get rid of a lot of this dead wood that you have where you can have Jesus, the power of God, the move of God's Spirit. Did you see lives changed by the Spirit of God? Alive! Many of you don't know what I'm talking about, but you need to understand it's real. I'm going to quit because I pray that God will bless you this all. I hope this will make heart. I hope we get a lot of letters about this. I'm out there, please write in. We'll do our best. But you need to realize that God's coming soon. This form of God is going to take you down a place that you don't want to be there, my friend. I've seen where you're going to go. It's going to be a terrible day. It's a hellish place. It's terrible. And it's a stink of it'll just send you. And the stink of the flesh, it's terrible. I just pray that this will, your parts of people, you'll deal this day. Father, speak their hearts in a very special way. Our Father loves you so much, and our Jesus loves you so much, and the Spirit of God loves you also. They're here to bless you. They're here to change you. And as long as you've got breath, you can repent and you can change. Please, please, please come to the God this day. I ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Father God, I thank you for this day. I've done the best I can do, but I know you give me the unction this day to speak what I spoke. And I know it's from heaven. I pray that God will bless each one in a mighty way. Deliver them from their old ways. Set them free as only you can. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. God bless. God, amen means so be it. Why don't you close in prayer, Brother Gus?
Father, we thank you and we praise you for the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for how you've spoken through Brother Freedom. Lord, we praise you and bless you in Jesus' name. And you folks out there, if you'd like to write Brother Freedom, you can write him at clint@cnm-vra.com. You'll find that email address there on the sermons page on the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. God bless you and thank you for listening in and taking this to heart.